like to call on Sister Helen to give her testimony. Sister Helen.
God is good. I give God the glory. I use this time to thank Him, to bless Him, to encourage you to thank God for what He has been doing in my life, and for you to help me thank Him as well. I'm a mother of five, 26, going to be 27, 21, going to be 22. I've got twins, 15, going to be 16, and I've got a 10, 11 already. Pastor, I thank you, ma. I thank God, and I thank you. I've got 5 minutes. I'm shaking. I don't know what happened. The girls, it started on the girls, and the twins, Taye, would go to Shellness for the weekend. I'm a nurse. So I used to work nights, and by the time I come back in the morning, they're meant to go to school, they wouldn't go to school. Kind of met somebody in London, and this group of girls had this problem. I think they stabbed a girl because of the girl was going out with their boyfriend, and the girl was in coma. And kind of, I don't know where she met them, why going to London she met them. And then they were on trial, and then they jailed them. They gave them about six months, 2 years. Individual, they gave them several years. And they just called me one day, and I called Pastor. They said, Kinda went to London. She's the stronger one. She went to London. And then I live in Sittingbourne. I used to live in London. I moved to Sittingbourne 13 years because of my boys. When the Dami Lola's thing happened, we live in Broccoli. My boys will go. So I had to move out of London because of the boys, and I moved into Sittingbourne. And this property I got in Sittingbourne was the only property I viewed because of all the things I was going through there. So, and Kende, they just called me. Kende went, and I told Pastor, I haven't seen Kende. Kende went for like a couple of days, and I was praying. I was calling our friends, where's Kende? I couldn't find Kende. And then all of a sudden, one of the friends called me and said to me that they've just arrested Kende, that Kende went with this group to Primark, and then they told her to steal something, and she picked up the thing and she came out. But when they didn't call me, Kende did not give the police my detail. She didn't want mom to be involved. It was that friend that was in the middle. So I called Pastor, and that Pastor was telling me that friend is the main person, that she's saying that she doesn't know anything about it. She knows something about it. So I now went to the court. It was about late. I went to London to pick Kende, and I went to the police station. They held her to, she's only 15, till about 2 in the morning. They said they wanted to interview her. They said they'll look into the CCTV, and then they'll call us if she's done anything and all that. And Kende was saying, Mommy, I didn't do it. That this was what happened. I picked up the thing, and I remembered what they say in church. I remember what you used to tell me. I remember the prayer we go through, and that's, I did not touch it. I did not take it, Mommy. So I brought Kende out. I called Pastor. Pastor was calling me 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, checking me, you know. And I was about to pick Kende up, signed for her, brought her into the car. We were driving, and Kende said she wanted to pick up her, I call her Joy, she's Joy. She wanted to pick up her luggage with the people in Peckham. So I said, hey, Father Igbami, I don't know anybody in Peckham. I moved from Peckham to Sittingbourne. Who do you know? So anyway, I stopped, and this girl came out of the car, and she ran away. And I could not even identify where she ran to. So I called Pastor. I said, Pastor, I'm tired. I'm going home. I don't know where she's run to. I've looked everywhere. I don't know. So I started praying. So I called her, brought her in. And there was one day I was on the prayer line. I was praying. It was a night vigil. And then this girl came into my room. And she was saying, Mommy, I need your phone. I said, at 2 in the morning, I am not giving my phone to you. Go and sleep. And she went on and on and on. And all of a sudden, I just stopped the prayer line. I just gave her a slap on the face. I pulled her together. I called Faith, the last one. I said, Faith, go and get me Pepe. So I put Pepe right in her face, in her private, everywhere. So the following day, the following day, she called the police. And the police said, blah, blah, blah. And then she spoke to her dad. Her dad said, you know that your mom is the only person you have. If they take your mom away, I cannot take care of you. So you better tell them your mom didn't do anything. Anyway, cut the story short. So Pastor now tell me the way out of it is just to take this children to Nigeria. So I said, okay, fine. There was in the middle of it, I was going to one of my properties in London. They wanted to take the property off me. And the tenants will pay today, they won't pay tomorrow. I would have to use my money. It was getting to a mess. And we went to court. They gave me 3 months to sell the property. I called Pastor. Pastor said, don't worry, you would sell that property. And I said, no one will take my property. By the time they will give me time to sell this property. But Pastor said I shouldn't worry. So anyway, cut the story short. We went to court. The judge said, give her 3 months to go and sell the property. She has over 100,000 in the property. Just give her time and all that. We went, we sold the property. Thank God, to God be the glory. Because I told Pastor, where would I get 20-something thousand to go and take these children to Nigeria? Anyway, we were preparing to go to Nigeria. All of a sudden, I don't know what happened. There's bitty. We were supposed to go because I took them to Dubai, treat them for 3 days in Dubai. They didn't have a clue. I just told them that I was going to Nigeria to take care of my mom's, because my mom died, memorial and all that. So we went from Dubai to Nigeria, and I took them to school there. I give them the glory. They're going, doing very well, very wonderful. They're having good time, and God is in control. God he has always been in control, and I thank God for that. Another one I want to quickly thank God for, my friend Lade Omolade. Omolade was the one that introduced me to Prevailers Church. She lost her job, and Pastor was saying this morning, she was praying, and she was saying that there's somebody here in bankers line that the person is going to get a job, blah, 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 blah. And my spirit just told me, this is Omolade. I said, this is her. So I called her straight away. I said, Omolade, were you on the prayer line? She said, yes. I said, did you hear the bits that Pastor, this is you. Oh, you better, this interview you're going, just claim it is you. And thank to God be the glory. She got the job. She went for an interview, got the job. We got the glory. I just want to use this to encourage you to thank God and to tell you that God is in control. Whatever we desire, when we pray and believe, we shall have it. He has given us everything we have. All we have to do is just like walk out and go for it. We give God the glory. Thank you.
The Lord is faithful, and that which he has started in the lives of your children, he will accomplish in Jesus' name. Amen. I would like to call on Sister Lade to give her testimony, if she's here.
Good afternoon, brethren. My friend Helen has already given you a bit about my testimony. Well, what I would like to do is thank God for bringing me into this commission. I joined about 2-3 years ago. My friend Dennis Ofodile, Dami's husband, called me and said, oh, there's this lady, Helen Ajimati. She just started a prayer line. At that time, when I dial in, it would be like you are number 2 on the line, number 3 on the line, number 4 on the line. But I was so persistent. I joined every day, practically every day. I would pray. Sometimes I'll sleep halfway. But above all, I've been blessed, especially with Pastor. She might not know this. She's been a huge blessing to me. Because sometimes she would say something and it would come to pass. Let me just start briefly about my job. And I remember this day, 6th of January, when you were talking on the prayer line that somebody here in banking is going to get a job. I claimed it for myself. It wasn't just you, Helen, who told me that it was me. Tayo too called me and said, Lade, this is you. You have to claim it. I went to Nigeria in October. And my contract was just renewed. I got a pay rise, so I was fine. Work-wise, I was in a big program. There was a lot of jobs. So I had no inkling whatsoever that my job was going to be terminated. I came back from Nigeria 10th of November. They called me on the day I came back to say, sorry, we're terminating your contract. There's restructuring within the program. And as a contractor, we don't have rights. People said to me, oh, this is not fair, what they are doing to you. You probably need to take it up. Where am I going to take it to? I came out of the meeting room. I was shaking. I was crying. I met my former project manager, and she said, no, you have to fight this. I said, I'm just going to leave it to God. I'm not fighting anything. To cut a long story short, my contract finished on the 25th of November, and I went for an interview 2 weeks ago, actually, 2 or 3 weeks ago. I can't remember the date, but it was actually after 6th of January. They called me on a Monday, 7 p.m. in the night, to say, can you go for an interview? I sent my CV on that day because I just wanted to give a brief overview of how fast it was and how supernaturally favored I was. They called me on a Monday evening. I went for the interview on Tuesday. At the interview, 2 people interviewed me. One was the director of a consultancy company. He looked through my CV. The interview was very informal at a restaurant. He said, I'm happy with you, but I need to test your technical skill. I haven't got the technical skill, but I'll give you a phone. I'll ask somebody to talk to you over the phone for like 5 minutes. If you don't mind, go to the reception or go to where it's private. He will call you. At that time, I started shaking. You know, in IT, you took your CV, you put all sorts there. Things that you don't even have. We all do it. It's not that we're lying, but we are selling our skill set. So when the person called me, The business analysis side of things, I was okay. Like I told Pastor, I could remember him asking me 8 technical questions and I was only able to answer 1 correctly. So after that, I just said, this is it, Otiton, this is not my job. But because the first person, the director, said I should wait at the reception to give me a feedback, that never happens. They will, you go home, agency will call you. So as I was waiting, he was coming out, he was smiling. I said, I didn't do so well. Why is this man smiling at me? He said, Kuma told me that your card payment experience is not fantastic, but I like your CV, I like you, I'll take you on board. I was like, did I hear right? Now your agency will give you all the details. To cut the long story short, I've been in IT for 16 years. I've never had a one-year contract. This contract is 1-year contract. The most they could give you is 6 months. 3 months renewable, 6 months. So it's not me, it's not what I know, because I do not deserve this job. I don't have the technical skill. For somebody to say, oh, director, you haven't got this, but we are taking you on. It's not me, it's just God. It's always good to serve God. I'm just here to testify to his goodness, especially in my life generally. Another testimony I have is my daughter, my first daughter. She's going to be 17 tomorrow. I look at her, I'm like, did I give birth to this child? She's very much like me. She's my carbon copy. And she has my qualities. Sometimes she will say, Mommy, I'm afraid. I have a test, but I'm giving up. And I'll start praying with her. Giving up is not an option. You are a child of God. God did not create you in life to be a failure. You are the head and not the tail. You are a winner and not a failure. You know, I'll start prophesying so many things into her life. To God be the glory. She did her A-levels. She's doing her A-levels now. She did her GCSE. She did very well. She even got a job. She went for a job interview, John Lewis. That was her very first job. She was looking so corporate. She said, Mommy, you are my inspiration. I'm like, really? That's good. She went for the job. They took her in Bluewater. They took her in Oxford Circus. She didn't have any experience. When she came back, she said, Mommy, I'm the only one who doesn't have experience. I said, it's not you they will see. They will see the child of God. They will see the sign of God, the mark of God, signs and wonders that God has made you to be. And to God be the glory. It was just a Christmas job. She's finished that. She's happy. She's blossoming. So I just like to thank God and thank Pastor Helen for being a huge blessing in this commission. For me, this is a place to be. God is here. God is here. I thank God. I hope I have a
We bless God for what God has done in your life, in your family. In fact, everything about your life is just the favor of God. And I pray that favor will not stop. It will not cease in the name of Jesus. It will multiply. Even this year, I pray that the Lord will give you a permanent job in Jesus' name. And I'm going to call on the last person, the third person, brother and sister Uludari.
God, a miracle worker, you are worthy, oh Gloria, yeah, oh, you are worthy, oh Alpha and Omega, oh, you are worthy, oh Lord, invisible God, the miracle worker, you are worthy, oh.
Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. During the last program that we came here, we had an application at home office. I mean, it was put in early in December. And they wrote us back that we should give them between 1 and 6 months. But we said, well, you can choose the upper hand, but we choose the lowest hand. And we came here for that program, and we gave it as one of our prayer requests, and we're waiting on God. Then before by 20 December 23rd, they called us from home office asking some questions, and at the end of the Zoom question, they said, we will give you. I said, what? If you have given us, must you tell us? We said, this is the hand of favor, to show that favor is tangible. So this morning we are coming from the ceremony. as citizens of the UK. It was in a speedy time. It was on a record time. And it can only be God of heaven and earth. Praise God!